This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. It's been a week since Governor J.B. Pritzker presented his $56 billion budget proposal to the General Assembly, and it's still being talked about in Springfield. The budget is the largest in state history with more than $700 million in new revenue. Of that, $589 million comes from tax hikes and $139 million in redirected funds. The proposal is roughly $879 million higher than the FY26 budget, with a narrow $24 million surplus. While the governor points to savings and cost containment, overall general fund spending still rises by $879 million over fiscal year 2026. House Republicans say that the governor's office has emphasized disciplined budgeting, but GOP Representative Patrick Windhorst of Metropolis says much of the plan depends on volatile projections and temporary fixes rather than lasting reform.
We need to focus on reducing our budget this year so we can bring down taxes, definitely not increase taxes, and make Illinois more affordable for our citizens, and make Illinois a place where families want to come to and move rather than leave. Hopefully we can focus on those priorities and improve Illinois.
The final day for the Illinois General Assembly to pass a budget with a simple majority vote is May 31st. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin went after the nominee to be Assistant Attorney General for the newly established National Fraud Enforcement Division at the Department of Justice. Durbin accused Trump appointees of contributing to the waste, fraud, and abuse by misusing government resources and taxpayer dollars for their own benefit. He also said they have systematically dismantled Justice Department offices.
Last April, Attorney General Bondi disbanded the team responsible for prosecuting cryptocurrency crime. Last September, she dissolved the Consumer Protection Branch in the Department of Justice, which enforced federal laws prohibiting fraud against consumers. The administration also did away with the Justice Department's Tax Division, established a century ago by Robert Jackson, and led efforts to prosecute tax fraud. And the Attorney General has gutted the public integrity section responsible for enforcing laws against public corruption.
The Assistant Attorney General for the National Fraud Enforcement Division is a newly established division of the Department of Justice. You're listening to WSIU.